This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live, okay? Live and direct from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are challenging, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, hit them up 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. I am here with you for the next 2 hours. We're going to be rocking until Amy Lawrence takes over. We've had a first great 2 hours to the show. I get going at 10 p.m. Eastern time every single night. That is 7 p.m. Pacific time. You can tune in every single weekday for the JR Sport Brief Show. Thank you so much to Jason Argent, the Senior VP of Basketball Operations for NBA 2K, for calling up. Thank you to Ed Tomasi from SubNation. All about esports, all about gaming, its lifestyle and its culture. And then to all of the callers, we had a ton of callers talking about running backs in the NFL. Are running backs worth it? Yeah, they're worth it. Until the NFL team decides to tell them to get lost. Until the NFL team thinks that they no longer have it anymore. Just go ahead and ask Todd Gurley. Ask the Pittsburgh Steelers about how they felt about Le'Veon Bell. Ask the Cardinals how they felt about David Johnson. Ask Houston Texans fans how they feel about David Johnson. I mean, they just traded him for Hopkins like it was nothing. What's Bill O'Brien must have bumped his head. Pay these NFL running backs. And Christian McCaffrey, he's going to be the next guy to go ahead and cash in. I know he wants that wide receiver money. Forget the running backs. He wants a few more millions on top of that check, especially joining Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk. That's like the ultimate all-purpose running backs. Hopefully Christian McCaffrey does some winning with the Panthers while he is still in his prime. And then, you know, we ended the last break just pretty much talking about, esports. And thank you, Ed Tomasi, for explaining esports. This is not what you used to play at home. These are like professional dudes who are sponsored by teams to a certain degree, sponsored by brands, to go out and play these games, whether it be Fortnite or Overwatch. I mean, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars playing these video games or digital games or esports. And if you're one of the top folks, you can make upwards of millions of dollars. Yes, millions of dollars. Who would have thought that, let's say, when you were playing your PlayStation, your Xbox, your Nintendo, your Atari, that one day gaming would move into a space where you could get paid upward of $1 million and more. That's the world that we're living in. And tomorrow, you know, that we'll have a whole 2K tournament that'll be broadcast on all of the NBA's channels and 2K's channels, and it'll be on television. We are going to see Kevin Durant and all these other athletes playing each other. There's nothing else going on. I'm happy that we actually have this diversion. And thank you, Mr. Tomasi. Ed Tomasi, make sure you go ahead and check out subnation.gg if you are into esports, if you're into gaming. He gave me the difference. He said the industry is not the same of what it was. esports is an organized athletic situation. Well, I put the word athletic there, but it's organized. Every NBA team right now has an E team. Every single NBA team has an E team. And I think it's par for the course. That's the way the world is going. Why do we want to ignore what gaming can do for the community? I think in certain degrees, it can actually help out. I have heard stories of Major League Baseball players actually using the video games to train, to get better, to learn pitchers and their repertoires. That is how real these games are nowadays. We've moved away from the 8-bit games and the Ataris and the little beeps and bloop noises that came with them. Remember blowing into the cartridges to just make them work? Remember when you used to rent a video game if you wanted to try something out, if you didn't want to buy it? Remember that? Those days are long gone. We have arenas. Yes. We have arenas, physical arenas that are being built to house these competitions, to bring in the best players in the world to play against each other in games that you may not have picked up. In Overwatch or Fortnite, you know, I had this conversation last night. I had it again with Ed Tomasi from SubNation about Kendrick Perkins. His kids are playing Fortnite, and they have access to his credit card through the game, you know, to buy, you know, outfits and buy weapons, etc. And what did his kids do? I mean, maybe Kendrick Perkins needs to spend a little bit more time, you know, looking at his statements. But I guess when you're a multi-millionaire, you don't pay that close attention to maybe what some people would consider chump change. But Kendrick Perkins said he went to the store, tried to use his credit card, and they said, "Hey, sir, card is maxed out." I'd hate to be the guy or woman behind the register to tell Kendrick Perkins that his card is maxed out. It's a big, angry looking dude right there. Okay. And he said it is because his kids basically ran up his account to the tune of $16,000. Esports is big business. But where we are moving right now is whether or not esports should have sports at the end. Is esports actually sports? Is it an athletic competition? When you're building arenas, when you're building teams, when players are getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, when awards move into millions of dollars, when the actual athletes who are playing or gamers who are playing these games are becoming celebrities in their realm, when they're becoming influencers, when people aren't just trying to watch them when they play the game, but they're following them on social media, they're checking them out on live streams. What's the difference between following Steph Curry on Instagram versus following a gamer? What's the difference between a gamer practicing and Steph Curry spending extra time putting up shots in the gym? Is esports sports? Do you consider esports to be a competition that you would consider sports? I don't know. Is there athleticism involved? I mean, people have the conversation all the time about NASCAR. There were people who say NASCAR is not a sport. NASCAR is not a sport. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have met and talked with folks like Dale Earnhardt Jr. I've had my chance and an opportunity to check out, you know, multiple tracks here in the United States, going up to Michigan and Brooklyn, Michigan, and going into Florida and Georgia and the Carolinas and Virginia out in Richmond, and being around a lot of these athletes. And you look at everyone that participates, and to some degree, you know, you have a lot of people in the racing industry who've come from other sports. The racing industry actually goes out and recruits, especially for the pit crews. They recruit former athletes to participate. And it took me being on the ground to say, you know what, there ain't no doubt about this for me. These dudes, whether you happen to be in the car or changing the tires, these folks are athletes. Does that hold true for someone who plays esports? Someone who is, for the most part, sitting down? And by the way, if you never sat in one of these esports chairs, there's a good chance you're missing out. It's like a fun recliner at work. These things are comfortable. A lot of these esports chairs for you to play games have speakers in them. They're cushioned. They're ergonomic for your arms and how you situate them to play the games. And it's pretty cool. I'm probably leaning towards esports being sports. I'm kind of on the fence, but I'm leaning the other way. I know it's hard to believe that people sitting down playing games, that the majority of us have never been paid for in our life, and that we've paid to buy, paid to play, and then probably got yelled at to get away from the television set, is actually something that's a sport and that people are getting paid for. A lot of us were maybe born in the wrong generation. Because when I was in front of the PlayStation and I was in front of the Super Nintendo, you know, I was told, hey, it's time to come eat. Hey, it's time to do that homework. As an adult, I've had to measure my time gaming. I wish I had more time to sit down and game. All of my game systems are basically in mothballs. I can't wait for that PlayStation 5 to come out. I hope in a few months everything is a little better. And I hope the PlayStation 5 is still on deck. But there are people who sit down in front of these machines and sit down in front of these systems and make money. Not me. I wish I did. And that must open up a whole new world when you're not just looking at an NBA 2K or you don't aspire to be a professional basketball player. You aspire to be a gamer. You aspire to be one of the best people to play NBA 2K. There are competitions all over the world. I've never really played games online. I hooked up, I forgot what system it was. I had a Nintendo or something like that, a Wii. The Wii was pretty cool. The Wii was revolutionary to me. I could actually sit in my living room or stand in my living room and try to hit home runs. That was pretty cool to me. I played Mario Kart and played against someone in Japan and was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. All I had to do was connect my Wii to my Wi-Fi and I played against someone in Japan who proceeded to then destroy me. And tomorrow night on television, we'll see NBA players play against each other because they can't play against each other in real life. And so that's the conversation that I'm going to ask. And I see you on the line, Tommy, in Chicago. We're going to start taking more of your calls when I come back from the break. It's a simple question. Are esports sports? Can you look at someone who's in front of a screen? Can you look at someone who has a controller in their hands? Can you look at someone who isn't really moving? Can you consider them an athlete playing a sport? That's what I want to know what you think. We have a lot of people who play games, but a whole lot of people, a few people, actually get paid to do it. Does the money aspect of it make esports sports? Is it the strategy that you have in your mind that makes it a sport? What makes a sport a sport? Can playing video games, can esports be considered a sport like basketball, like football, like baseball? Because we are moving into a different time. So I don't want to be ignorant to the fact. I think eventually esports will be considered sports. What do you think? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Call me up right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS, our eSports Sports. We're going to have this conversation when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio with the NBA starting the first of its kind player or tournament, I should say, with real players. Begs the question, are esports moving into the realm of traditional sports? Do you consider esports, regardless of what you're playing, to be a sport? That's the question that I'm asking right now, okay? I want to know what you think. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I see you, Tristan, Randall, Fred, and Adam. We're going to go ahead and get to your calls. Our line, toll-free line, is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter. You can own. You can rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. Now, I can understand some people looking at esports and saying, well, you ain't catching no pass, not tackling anybody, not slapping a puck. You're not physically out there. How can esports be a sport? But doesn't esports have strategy? Isn't there strategy involved? Isn't from a business perspective, there are millions of dollars on the table for some of the top esports athletes? Should they be considered athletes? This is the questions that we're having. I think that esports is moving into a space where it's going to be considered a traditional sport. If we fast forward 50 years, I wouldn't be surprised if more people were into esports than Major League Baseball. That's a tough thing for me to say. I love baseball, but I wouldn't be surprised that if the next generation coming up, the way everybody's so in tune with their phone, the way everybody's so in tune with social media, that esports, regardless of what game people are playing at the moment, would go ahead and jump traditional sports like Major League Baseball. That's what I want to know from what you think. 855-212-4CBS, is esports moving towards being a sport? Is it already a sport? Let's go to Tristan in Atlanta. Tristan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Mr. JR, thanks for having me on your show. I'm just one of those people who thinks that esports is just not a sport. I just want to talk, like, if you look at the CEOs of the companies that we have today, like Honeywell and stuff, they will earn a lot of money. And they have strategies on how to earn money, but they're not called athletes, right?
Correct.
So I feel like I'm kind of in the middle, too, because I know how gamers work hard to win games and earn money. But it doesn't pass like a sport because people earn money, too, but they don't be called athletes because they have strategies in order to get a job.
Okay,
that's all I have to say. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm 14 years old, but thank you.
Thank you so much, for Tristan, from calling up from the ATL. I appreciate you, Tristan. And this is a question I'm posing to my social media as well. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. I'm putting this question out right now. Do you consider esports to be a sport? Call me, CBS Sports Radio. You know what? Let's go to Randall. Randall is in Dallas right now. Randall, you're on. What's going on your mind? What's going on?
I think a lot of this comes down to how you define a sport in general. And this is a conversation I've had with many friends over time. And I think I've kind of got a good definition on what makes a sport and separates it from things like an event or a race or a competition. What makes an athlete kind of a sports figure rather than just an athlete. And there are two common elements that keep coming up to mind. Let me know what you think about this. It's
okay.
Number one, the human has to be exerting the majority of the effort. And number two, there's got to be a direct form of defense to make it a sport. Now, so in like the example of racing. So in racing, there's not either of those really. So the
I'm sorry, Randall. Are you saying that race car drivers aren't exerting a massive amount of energy?
Race car drivers I would say, are directing the car more than anything. I understand that it takes a relatively high-performing athlete to control the car. However, the car is what's going fast. The car, the engine, the transmission, the aerodynamics, all the effort that's
okay.
put into kind of designing the car.
All right, Randall, we can
be the factor there.
Okay, I mean we can argue about that for hours. And I'm
sure.
actually working on having a race car driver on, Mr. Michael McDowell, tomorrow. NASCAR's actually been in the forefront too of having a lot of e-races the past couple of weeks. And thank you so much for shouting that out, Richard Noggin on Twitter. But I've seen NASCAR drivers get out of these cars and they are sweating like nobody's business. Like they are, it's a physical sport, Randall.
It's not a sport though. You're not allowed to really block someone. You're not allowed to hit someone. You're not yet. You can get in their way, but at the end of the day, if they take a different angle than you, if their car goes in a different manner, then it's the car that's outperforming your car. It's not, I'm locked in. I'm actively able to kind of defend you. I'm not allowed to make you pay, in a sense.
Okay. All right. So you don't think NASCAR is a sport, and you don't think esports is a sport?
Correct. I think esports are more akin to kind of coaching traditional sports. If you want to think about it that way, like Bill Belichick is just as capable of going out and playing Madden as, you know, I don't know, Antonio Brown.
Okay. I don't know if Bill Belichick. I get it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Randall, for calling up from Dallas. I appreciate your perspective. Let's hear what some other folks have to say. I think certain people will agree and some won't. Well, I appreciate you, Randall. Let's keep on rolling. We got Fred in Virginia. Fred, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, JR.
What's going on, Fred? What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, man. First of all, esports, it's not no athlete ability going on. So, no. Esports is not a sport. I mean, I grew up on the PlayStation N64. You have no athletic ability when you're playing Crash Bandicoot. When I played Crash Bandicoot, when I played Tekken 4, there was no athletic ability. I was just pressing buttons, Mortal Kombat and stuff. No, you're not. No, esports is, you're not an athlete if you're playing esports. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. But in a change in time, do you think we will get to a place where we are actually going to, as a society, the way technology is moving, consider esports to be a sport like anything else? It has sports at the end of it.
When you're playing a sport, you have to have some kind of athletic ability, right? And playing video games does not require any athletic ability at all.
Okay.
Absolutely no athletic ability. So, esports, I mean, you're playing Madden, you're playing 2K, you're just moving your fingers. You know, there's no athletic ability in that. I did that when I was a kid. You know?
All right.
And I played sports when I was a kid. I played basketball, I played baseball. So I know the difference between being athletic and playing video games. No.
I appreciate you.
No way they are.
Okay, I appreciate you, Fred, in Virginia. Fred hit that out of the park right there. I'm going to need my main man, Chris, in the studio. Somebody needs to take note of what that man said, because I want to highlight that audio for the next several days, especially the part when he said Crash Bandicoot. That is absolutely hilarious. Well, somebody has to answer to me, why are we calling it sports? Why is it commonplace, and why is it acceptable to say e-sports? Why is it not e-competition? I mean, the people who have invested all of their money into starting leagues and teams, the Michael Jordans, the Steph Currys, the list just goes on and on. There's lists of entertainers. Rick Fox is big into e-sports. Why are we calling it e-sports and not just e-games? Or e-competition, is sports just a buzzword to make it familiar for people about what exactly is going on? That's the conversation that we're having right now. I want to take more of your calls. I see you, Adam in North Dakota, Tom in Baltimore. Call me up. Is esports sports? Is it one day going to surpass a Major League Baseball? Are more people eventually going to be playing games and getting paid for it than a lot of other things that we see? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's go to North Dakota and chat it up with Adam. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, man. I'm going to answer your question with a question of my own. Do you consider chess a sport?
No, I consider chess to be a game and a competition.
Right, and that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, I can appreciate strategy involved in Call of Duty, in Madden, in any K2 game. It kind of goes along. I mean, in the 1920s, people were really pumped about watching other people play chess because it was a mental game. And you could be a chess master. You were never called a chess athlete. And I do think there needs to be kind of a distinction between that, even with like online gaming. Like, you can be a master of something. I don't think you're ever going to be like an all-star.
Okay, Adam. All right. I got what you're saying. That's a nice comparison, looking at it like chess. I appreciate you for calling up, Adam.
Thank you.
Shout outs to Adam for calling up from North Dakota. He's like, good point. Is chess a sport? I don't look at chess and think it's a sport. I think it's a game. I think it's a competition. Is Scrabble a sport? I'm still kind of confused at people who look at NASCAR and don't necessarily consider it a sport. I know they're playing with, not playing, but I guess they are. I know they're driving race cars, but I consider the gentleman who operate those vehicles to be athletes. Thus, I would consider NASCAR to be a sport. I see you, Tom. I see you, Chris. We're up against the break. We're going to take more of your calls. I'm going to make sure we get Tom and Chris on. Is esports a sport? Will it be considered a sport one day? Because I think it's a little bit more than just playing video games. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back. 855-212-4CBS. I want to know what you think. The number again, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. I love that beat. Something where you just bop and move your shoulders a whole lot. We're talking about esports. Is it a sport? We don't have live sports. You can't turn on your TV right now and see sports. You're watching replays. Tomorrow night, the NBA is going to have some of their best athletes playing NBA 2K20 in a tournament that is actually going to help and aid COVID relief. $100,000 is going to go to a charity. Whatever player wins is going to be able to donate that $100,000 to a charity of their choice. And a conversation spurred from there. We had Jason Argent on, who's a VP of basketball operations at NBA 2K. We had Ed Tomasi come on from Sub Nation, all about games and culture. And then we started talking about esports in general. Are we moving into a space where esports is a sport? Can you be a gamer and be considered an athlete? You know, esports has sports at the end. And we have a bunch of callers on. I see you, Tom in Baltimore, Chris, Michael, Lester. We're going to get to all of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Is esports a sport? Is it moving towards just mainstream acceptance of being a sport? And I'm looking at my Twitter right now, at JR Sport Brief. You can tweet me. Donnell Suggs is very simple. Donnell says, somebody wins, somebody loses. Sounds like a sport to me. Richard Noggin says, esports still takes hand-eye coordination and quick reflexes. It also takes concentration and muscle memory. It's as much a sport as golf, I guess, and I love golf. Brian Couch, to a degree, it takes strategy, involves competition and skill. If everyone could play at that level, we'd all be professional gamers. It's not a traditional sport, but it is a form of it. Absolutely. Great show. Thank you, Brian. And we're going to continue with your calls here. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, esports, is it a sport?
Well, listening to all the arguments, I was going to say no, but I can see the eye-hand coordination thing and everything. The only thing that scares me is kids growing up worshiping some fat guy in the basement.
Oh, my goodness, Tom. Oh, my goodness.
To get a Diet Coke or something, you know, just.
Whoa.
I just have that picture in my mind, and, you know, man, whoa. Get outside and do something.
You know, okay, Tom.
Whoa. I'm old school.
Okay. Did you ever play Atari, Tom? Like Atari?
Yeah, I tried playing with my son. But actually, my grandson, but he kills me at it. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tom, for Baltimore, for calling up. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Tom is just like, go outside. You gotta be some fat guy with a Diet Coke in a basement. Oh, my goodness, Tom. Just like, chill out, man. Not gamers. There's lots of fit gamers. I mean, we had a gamer who was just on talking about playing Crash Bandicoot in Tekken 4. And he's like, I played football and baseball and basketball. I was outside and I played games. So not all gamers are some dudes stuck in the basement. Like mom is slipping grilled cheese sandwiches under the door. No, come on now. Let's be fair. Let's not be disparaging, okay? Let's check in with Chris from Birmingham, Alabama. Chris, esports, is it a sport?
How you doing, man? I'm gonna go against the grain and against the naysayers and say I'll classify it as a sport. Let's just break it down and just get analyze it. Is it competitive?
Yes.
It is not. Can it be physically taxing?
Yes.
Sometimes actually it can be because they have games where it can test your physical prowess. Like let's say your Dance Dance Revolution for first second.
Oh, doing okay, that's a good point. Okay,
dance tournament.
Right.
And I actually do both. I have a game and I do maybe football. The thing is, I mean, not only is that, let's see, like you said, someone said on Twitter, it's a winner and a loser. I mean, and as well as the last caller, like I said, that was a bit of over exaggeration and a terrible myth about gamers. We don't just sit, you don't waste our lives away in a basement or nothing like that.
Okay.
We actually, at some point, gaming may turn out to be an actual new sport in school and actually have more of an extracurricular activity. Sure, it's not right. Like physically taxing.
Okay.
But I mean, it's actually a safe and competitive sport. And for when you think of NASCAR, I lean towards the way of saying that it wouldn't be as taxing, but it still is a sport and someone athletic probably needed for it.
We have a lot of people on the line here, Chris. Is it okay
make it quick? The thing with it is NASCAR, you just got to make it more parts of the track instead of some constant left turn. That'll make it more sport.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate you calling up from Birmingham. Sorry to cut you off. We got a lot of callers here. You know, I don't think making a constant left-hand turn doesn't make NASCAR a sport. I mean, I'm not Dale Earnhardt Jr., but I have been in a NASCAR. I've been fortunate enough to be out on the track. They only let me go, but so fast. I don't think I went more than, did I go like 140 or 150, 180? I think I went like 180 on an empty track, okay? That's what I was allowed to do, I believe. Now, at the end of the day, it's more than making that turn. And that was me on the track by myself. I don't want to think about 40 or however many other cars are out there on that NASCAR track, and I got to navigate them. I got to think about how tired I am. I got to think about going around them. I got to think about passing them. I have to think about when I want to stop. There's so much more. Just act like you're on a highway going real fast. That can be dangerous. Now make it a competition. Think about how tiring that can be. And then up that past whatever. What's the fastest you go in your car if you're responsible? You going what, 80? That's the fastest you going in your car? Tack on another 100 miles to that. Tack on another 120 miles to that. And then let me know how you feel about it. Let's go to Michael in Florida. Michael, you on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
What's up, JR? It's Mike from Coral Springs again. Man, you hit it on the head. And driving like that for three straight hours, it's not like an everyday car. You know, these are much bigger force are hitting you with these.
These are like spaceships. They're like spaceships.
Exactly. I wanted to call in, though, to tell you that, you know, when you watch something like a singing competition, for example, like an American Idol style competition, singing, a lot of physical training, mental training. But I wouldn't say it's a sporting event if you're there live, you know. If you're in American Idol or in America's Got Talent, I don't think it's a sporting event. But I don't think it's a knock on it to not call it a sport. The reason I think they do it personally, this is just my opinion, is just to categorize it, monetize it. You could bet on it, you know. You call it a sport. It really gets a lot of attention, and once Vegas is on it, right now when you can't bet on anything, esports is one of the only things to bet on.
You're saying esports has sports in it from the marketing angle. That makes sense.
That's what I think. It can't be a sport. You know, it's a competition. There's not Scrabble. The World Series of Tetris is not like a Super Bowl. You know, my man said about Bandicoot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Michael, from Florida. Take it. Oh, man. Yep. Mike said the World Series. Oh, man. Mike had me laughing more than my man who said Crash Bandicoot is not a sport. The World Series of Tetris is not a sport. Oh, man. But that's the point. And I see you, Lester. I see you, Matt. We're going to get you on the line. 855-212-4CBS. Is esports a sport? I agree that the name or associating it with sports makes it easier to monetize. It makes it easier to market. But I'm not going to say it's not like the World Series of Tetris, because I think we've moved past that. More people than ever are playing games. More people than ever are participating. I don't think it's just a game anymore. Am I going to say this is full athletics? I don't think anyone will look at esports and say, hey, they're moving like the gymnasts. I don't think anybody will look at esports and say, oh, that person is dunking like LeBron. But when you think about, I think it may be more in line of a NASCAR. And when I look at NASCAR, I'm like, hey, that's a sport. And I used to be on a fence about NASCAR until I actually started going to the races and actually started meeting some of the athletes. Yes, they are athletes. And when I actually started learning what they were doing, and I had to say to myself, oh, I ain't doing this. You got to be a special individual. You have to have a special set of skills. Like the guy from Taken. He had a special, particular set of skills that helped him do things like find his daughter. Let's talk to Lester in South Carolina. Lester, what's on your mind? Yes or no?
I'm going to do my best to make a couple of comparisons right quick.
Well, it has to be real quick, Lester. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, they're definitely a sport because there is a bit of a technical skill with the high level, with the professionals. That guy said he just button mashes in tech and I would beat him 100 times to zero. Because he is just buddy matching. When you get to a certain point, just like any other thing, like when you take it to the professional level, to the high level, there is a difference. So you're doing combat in real time in fighting games. You're doing competitions against other people in real time. There's different equipment you may or may not have to use. There's limitations on the game itself, so you can't break it. That individual said something about American Idol contests like that. Well, those are subjective. But if I'm playing a fighting game and I have to do a 1 or 2 frame length in real time against another dude, that's not subjective. That's something that I actually have to be able to perform.
Okay.
And to do it in real time is difficult.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lester, for calling up from South Carolina and bringing that perspective. It's true. That takes some skill, and that may take some hand-eye coordination. Sounds like a sport. Thank you, Lester, from South Carolina. We got Matt from Cleveland. Matt from Cleveland, esports, is it a sport?
No, and speaking of the fat guy in somebody's basement, I think the last caller was just it.
Oh, my goodness. You guys, what's going on here, Matt?
I'm playing a game on my phone right now listening to your show. Does that make me an athlete? No. I'm playing a game on my phone. I mean, it's the same thing as playing a video game. Does that make me an athlete? No.
No, it doesn't.
Video games does not make you an athlete. At all.
Well, okay, Matt. I mean, we're moving in that space. They're calling it esports. They're calling it esports for a minute. I think that people who think that gaming isn't moving into a space of sports is ignoring just how the world moves. I can put an iPad in front of a child right now, and the child just knows how to use it. I think in a whole bunch of years, that's the direction that we're moving in. And I was a little bit on the fence about it, and still am, but I think esports is on its way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the lost art of uniforms. Players are switching them up a whole lot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.